Welcome to Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, episode 13, Exit Stage. We have a very special guest in tonight for you guys.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I know you probably hate me.
I need to download this song.
Yeah. I got all her music.
All right, what's up, y'all? My name is TK Trinidad. We'll get all the pleasantries under the way. So where, what's your name, where they find you, all that good stuff.
My name's Imani Blackman. You can find me at Imani underscore Blackman on all social media platforms.
Hey, guys, it's Brittany Q Hill, and you can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q Hill.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
I know y'all don't really care about us, but you definitely care about this guest. She is an entrepreneur, influencer, actress, recording artist, and a CEO. Please welcome Miss Masika.
Masika Kalisha. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so I have a couple questions.
I have a couple answers.
First, your baby hairs always be popping.
Well, you know, late,
like,
honey.
Just
see,
jealous.
I grew up in Chicago on the South Side, where you take a toothbrush and jam everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. So there's never
jam.
A moment where you get, well, not anymore.
I remember
okay.
jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't jam anymore.
I was like, that was a secret. I thought that was a secret.
Yeah, bring it top. Yeah. You know, when you tap it and it like spongy.
Yeah.
So that was the back of the day, but I still carry the toothbrush.
Yeah,
can't let them edges not.
You
be
gotta have
late.
Toothbrush. I wish we had a shoe cam because y'all, her shoes
oh
are
God.
Fabulous.
Well, you know, it's a little faux first Chanel number.
All
right, Chanel number.
My next quick question: I'm noticing two rings on.
Yeah,
is there anything you want to?
Well, this is a sample of what you're going to have to do to upgrade, because I bought myself a 3-carat diamond ring.
Uh-huh.
So if you're intimidated by that, you won't approach me. If you think you can do better, you will.
Come on!
Wow! Wow.
Stealing. That's actually kind of a good idea.
That's cute.
Can you also talk about your body? Like,
oh, this
what?
Thing?
Yes!
Oh, this whole thing!
Like, baby wear?
Right.
What?
Well, you know, they said I'm fat and obese, you know,
oh,
but
gosh.
I'm a 4. It's crazy.
So cute.
So let's get this, the kind of the ugly stuff out of the way. So there's obviously some backs and forth between you and Lexa Sky. And what I did read is that there was, I believe it was a text message from Fetty Wap, and he was just kind of commenting on the fact that you, you know, remained above ground on everything. Everybody's coming at you, and you're just like, I have no issue with that. Is there an issue with her? Did you know her before all this went down, or?
Well, my single with Jazzy Faye, PTOS, just dropped today.
Yeah.
Congrats, you.
Yes, because I thought that was a free promo spot, right? That was for free promo.
Yeah, host. We can do that.
Yeah, look. So my single dropped today. So everybody go and download that. Mm-hmm. It's called Put That On Something. And it's about similar things, you know, like my text message I posted. When a man tells you, I promise I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, put it on something. Put it on your daughter. Put it on your homeboy.
Yeah.
Put it on the dope boy money that you're trying to get tonight. Like, promise me, but put it on something that matters.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like
but,
that.
Yeah. Now, we have those conversations all the time, and I don't really share too much about my personal relationship with my daughter's father because it's nobody's fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's, like, a normal thing, and it's just so crazy to see people's reactions. Cause, I mean, I don't post text messages. I mean, honestly, I was just being petty. To him, and he knows why. But, yeah, like, we have a normal, cordial, happy camaraderie. So I think people will just really want to believe the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, if you want to believe it, go for it. We really don't
right.
care.
Another hard question. So, Alexis is pregnant.
Again, my song is out today. All three times dropped. 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you should get that and PTOS, yeah. And it'll be on next week's episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. What is the daily life of Masika?
Oh,
because I feel like I wake up and I follow all, like, Baller Alert, The Shade Room, and I'm, like, always seeing you, and I'm like, how, like, I know you have to be a strong-minded person to wake up and see people talking about you all the time, like, these huge Instagram accounts that millions of people follow. And so what's it like being Masika?
Crazy.
Right.
you know, when I first got on the show, like, I was, you know, a little Atlanta local celebrity. I thought, you know, people knew me. I had, like, 20,000 followers. So it was a big difference, like, going from that to now millions of people are pretty much judging you off of how your one edit is in a 45-minute program with 18 other cast members. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you've decided that this 5 minutes that's been copied and pasted is my whole life. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, get really bent and emotional about it. Like, but let's be honest, reality TV used to be everybody's, like, guilty pleasure. It was, like, the secret. We don't want to talk about it, but we're going to rush home to watch it. Kind of like when no one wanted to admit that they listened to Justin Bieber before he was black. Right. But, you know, so now reality TV is the thing, and mm-hmm. it is cool to do, so everybody talks crap about it. But most of the people that talk about us in a negative way are somewhat wishing that they had something, or I could do that, or I'm better at that, or I'm mm-hmm. this, or I'm that. Well, you didn't go get it, did you?
Right.
So at first, it was like, well, why do they think this? Why would they believe this? Why would they? I can't believe it. Then, like, after week 4, season 1, I was like, you know what? Fuck everybody. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to keep doing what the fuck I'm doing. You're going to keep fucking watching. Mm-hmm. So it gets to the point where you just don't care. Because it's like, the people that care about you, you don't even know they exist. And, like, you're causing them some sort of emotion. And I don't know anybody, a stranger who can't give me an emotion, unless it's, you know, passionate story or someone mm-hmm. got hurt or whatever. But I really don't care if you love me or if you hate me. Either way, I'm evoking emotion, and honestly, hate is a stronger emotion than love. So mm-hmm. hate on, baby, hate on.
But I have a question. Yeah. Do you think with all that hate you get more love also?
Like, absolutely. Some,
like, I mean, you're an yeah. entrepreneur, so I feel like that's a great outlet to show your makeup line, whatever you're going to be working
yeah.
on. And I think Instagram is somewhere that is making you very, very popular. But there's also those people who may not say it to you, but actually really look up to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And I've actually found that to be true. Like, yes. you know, everybody only pays attention to the negative and the racy comments. So, you know, every now and then I clap back at a hater just because I'm funny as shit. And I like to entertain people. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But I don't sit through my comments to see what people are saying. Mm-hmm. So I respond to a lot of positive comments as well, and no one cares about those. So I was like, why do you only respond to haters? No, you only notice the response right. to the haters. Mm-hmm. So people are drawn to negativity in
right.
general.
That's so true.
I get a lot of negativity, a lot of haters, a lot of jealousy, a lot of just dumb things. But overall, it's like so much love is overwhelming. Like I have... Yes. Men and women, but let's talk about women for a second. Women from all over the world, you know, just saying how, you know, you stood strong through your pregnancy and you became this great mother and you started these businesses and all this. You know, people ask me for advice and, you know, tell me how much I inspire them. And I had a song called My Own while I was pregnant, and I had girls sending me videos literally crying, like, this is my story, this is what happened to me. So my goal is always to interact with my fan base and the people that actually love me and support me, because they're the ones that give me the motivation, you know, after working 20 hours and being a super mom and having mixed peas in my hair and, you know, mascara from the day before still, like, under my eyes. They're the reasons why I get up to do it again. So I really appreciate it, definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely like an old school approach as far as people coming after you in the show particular, and you're like, I'm not about that. Although, we did have to rewind on the show today, when you were, you jumped yeah. on the couch.
You athletic, girl. Did you
yeah.
jump hurdles?
I had, because I was like, wait a minute, rewind that.
Let's... I actually did it, but listen, so I was wearing my Bellini designer sneakers. They're great for traction. We're running a promo. So use my code Masika Galicia for 20% off. Anyway.
I love it.
You know, so... Of course, I can't tell the secrets of the magic that happened, but I had no idea that Nostradamus was going to be there. I just thought it was a rehearsal, and I was, you know, talking. I only knew of Brooke and Bridget being there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I heard this bird, like, suffering, and it was clucking coming onto the stage. And at that point, like, I just didn't see anybody else. I just saw my fist and the beak. And I just couldn't see anything else. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants attention. Everybody picks at me to get camera time. Everybody talks about me to get on blogs. That's the only way any of these people get on any blogs, let's be honest. So I just ignore it because it's like, I give you what you want, mm-hmm. then you get some of my fans. Why would I allow the people that actually care about me to have to see you because I'm arguing with you? Get the fuck out of here. But this man spoke on my child.
That's the key thing.
And he should know better. He should. But.
And posted a picture.
Yeah, that's not.
He crossed whatever line.
Person, place, or thing. I'm still not sure.
Yeah. But you don't talk about people's kids.
Yeah. You don't do that.
Family and kids.
I don't think you do.
I have sat somewhat silently through all of the lies and the fake. I mean, how much time do you have on your hands to make a fake arrest record? Arrests are public. I've been arrested before, and I will go again for getting her. I don't mind.
Right.
So, like, you just are really that pressed.
And I think on that tweet, too, it was, like, 2004 or something like that, that she said the arrest was
from. Well, when she said I was arrested, I was actually still in high school, and I was a minor, and she said that I went to a prison, but it was actually an all-males prison.
Right.
But maybe that's where she went before the sex change, I think. So that's possibly it.
But it doesn't even, that's the thing. We're in 2017. It doesn't even matter. People make mistakes.
It's just crazy.
But my thing is, why did she say...
You can actually find my arrest record.
Right.
So why would you make up... You made up names. You made up a city I've never been to. You made up my age. You made up just a whole story. And it's like...
I just feel like she... You're not spending so much time talking about everybody else. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, and I think that was brought up, too, when Nikki Baby wasn't in season two or something. Like, I think that was already covered, like, okay, this is what happened.
Season one.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mugshots, they use all of it.
Yeah, so it's like we've already talked about that.
And my mugshots still look better than her on her, old news. Her best day. But
I think you run LA. I'm so I really think seeing you on the show. I've been a big fan of Love and Hip Hop, and you know when I would see you, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of scared of her. She looks like she. But in person, you are really lovely. Like, you're good energy. No, you're really good energy.
Well, you know, when you're around good energy people, that translates too.
Yes.
You know, so.
And I think you honestly run LA. Like, I see good things coming your way. Like,
I received that blessing. Yes.
She's our resident Dr. Phil.
I love it. Gandhi, whatever you want to call Oprah.
I had to fluff my clip in.
So with everything that was going on for this season.
I'm so sorry. I actually didn't get to the root of the question.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So basically, when she posted my daughter, next time I see you. You know, it's on site, bitches be like, you better be glad security's here. I don't give a motherfuck. If security's here, if it was a cement wall, I would have got through it. Mm-hmm. When I saw her, mama there, that was it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know what, I'm just going to have, there's a table, there's chairs, there's this, I'll go. But let's be honest, VH1 politely edited that. Nobody stopped me. That was the second time I hit her. Mm-hmm. They only showed one. But I would imagine that it would look crazy if they showed me running straight to her. Nobody grabbed me. So I literally took off like a psycho crazy person, jumped on top of a table, hurled her over a couch, grabbed the fence, grabbed her by her neck, pulled her down.
All the way down.
Mm-hmm. And I had my arm around her neck. Then security came to grab me. That's when you see the big thing. And I'm just steady, banging her head.
Damn.
And she's just screaming. I think she was able to like grab a little piece of my clipping. But it's a clipping. You can pull it out. She didn't even... It was still there. That was all she could do. And at that point, like, they had me by my arms, my legs, everything. So when the scene exits, you see them holding my legs because I had kicked her in the face.
Yeah.
So she walks off. Her wig's everywhere. Her life is in shambles, as usual. And they carry me kind of to the back. And then, like, there's three guys on me. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. So two of them let go of me. And then that's when you see them hold me because I went again.
Right.
And that's when the security guard grabbed me.
Oh, okay.
That was the second time.
Because we, and then I got blinded.
Yeah.
Because we were like, did you just pull like, her over the
rail?
Well, here's the thing. They all depend on security. They run into the arms of security. You better be glad he wasn't here. So that's why she was still talking shit until she got her face snatched down. And I don't condone fighting. Let's be 100% clear. I think it is extremely childish when women, I beat your ass, bitch, yeah, bitch. That's not ladylike. I wasn't raised that way. However.
Your daughter.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Do not speak on my child. that is off limits. So,
do you think if she wouldn't have posted that, you and her could ever have a friendship, or if there was ever a friendship?
You know, I'm not really friends with dogs. I just tell them to go sit in the corner. I feed them, you know, bathe them, take them for walks. But no, I don't like to, you know, mix my friendship over species. So no, we would definitely not be friends, but I might give her a bone, like a Denzel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she definitely was relying on the security guards for sure, because she could have took a couple steps back. Well, if we go according to what we saw on the show, if she took a couple steps back, then she, you know, her wig would have been in place still.
Well, her wig wasn't in place when she came on, actually.
The lady was screaming, her wig! She needs to stitch it!
When she walked on, it looked like it had just come out of the dryer fluff cycle. And she was like, ah!
Yo, these jabs are hilarious.
I'm like, my mouth is quivering. I'm like,
oh my. All right, so the showcase, which they didn't really like show. I don't know if they're going to be showing it next week.
I think so. I think tonight, I was told, was a 2-hour season finale. It was supposed to be back to back, but I think they switched that to next week.
Yeah,
yeah. So the showcase is going to be on that episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
So were you on the showcase, or did Hazley leave? Or
I absolutely was performing PTOS featuring Jazzy Faye out everywhere today.
And then was the person that you
all animals were not allowed inside the building on that day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. I want to know, because obviously us as viewers watching Love and Hip Hop, some can get a misconstrued idea of who you are. Mm. So in the simplest terms, tell us about like who you are. What's most important to you besides your daughter? We know it's your daughter.
It's so beautiful. Like,
thank you. Beautiful. You're smiling too. Yeah.
Tell us all about. Who is Masika?
Well, we know, of course, Kari is my whole life. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm a really big family person, mm-hmm. and I'm really big about leaving legacy and generational money and generational things. You know, my parents did the best they could. They got married at 18 and 21, two kids from Chicago. So, you know, they didn't really know how to do that.
Right.
I'm really big into, like, investments and, you know, my college plan and 401k and 529 college plans and things like that. And, you know, stocks and bonds and starting companies and things like that. I'm all about, like, expanding what you have in your territory and buying houses and buying properties. I want to leave something for my daughter's daughter.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I never want my child to have to experience anything I experienced. I was on the streets trying to figure it out. I was trying to figure out how to pay tuition. I was working 3 jobs at one time. I passed out of work. I was working so much. I had to figure out, I either go to school and get good grades and I'm poor, or I work my ass off and I have all this money, but then I'm failing my classes.
Right.
So, you know, it's just that struggle of trying to figure out life. Like, I feel like my parents gave me, my brother, and my sister the euphoric view of how life is supposed to be, but they never gave us that semicolon. But if that doesn't happen, do this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, it was, oh, yeah, you live in this great family with your parents, and you go to college, and then you get married off, and you whisk away, and everything's great, you get a great job. I never learned about, well, what if your parents kick you out, or what if you move out, or how to pay bills, or what happens if this happens, or, you know, as long as don't have sex until you're married. It was never, well, if you do, this is what you do.
Right.
You know, so I kind of had to figure it out for myself. So I'm making sure that I don't want that for my daughter or any of my future children. So I'm really big on traveling. I'm a big foodie. I love to eat.
Can I love you cook?
Yes.
All right.
I love to cook. That's why all the men come back. it's a serious
message.
I hate cleaning, though. That didn't give me that.
Yeah.
No, I hate cleaning. Champagne problems. I need a housekeeper every day.
I think, like, this is good, though. I would have never gathered all that from watching Live and Hip
Hop. Oh, of course not. There, you know? Even if I tried to say that, I'm sure I wouldn't make the final
cut. Right.
Yeah.
That's too bad, though, when you think about it. It's like, we just feed off of negativity so much in society where, like, positivity won't even get aired.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And I think women need to see that more. Empowerment, business, financial, because in college you don't learn that either.
No, you don't.
Yes.
About credit.
I don't understand that. Like, debt. That should be something they teach in high school. Credit, debt, because that's all that matters.
They do teach it in high schools. Jewish high schools.
Listen at that.
Listen at God.
Yeah, it's. I love what you're saying, and, like, honestly, just spread out to the platforms, because creating your empire, especially within the Black community, is something that, you know, you see a few people, but they're not necessarily telling you how to do it, or they're telling you how to do it, but all the steps involved exactly. to get there. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big thing that, you know, we definitely have to spread within Black community. So,
and that, you know, the funny thing, you know, the person who got me into it and started teaching me, my baby daddy.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
He just showed me, like, investments and, like, stocks and all these things, and told me, like, what to invest in, how to do it. Nice. Showed me, like, told me what he did, how he took this amount and made this amount this period of time.
Wow.
Told me, like, who he hired, what he did. Right. So I literally just sat down, like, okay, wait, like a child, teach
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, I just kind of took what he showed me and...
Oh, you need to teach me.
That's how, you know, relationships are. You might not be together, you break up, but you learn from the partner and you move on. You move on. Like, you look at what you learn. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be a very successful yeah. businesswoman.
Yeah.
So
that's... I always tell him he's the smartest dummy I've ever met. He agrees.
So any possible future, like, you know, as people grow up, they mature, all this other stuff. So is there a 10% chance where if he comes back, he's like...
He always comes back. What do you mean? But no. No.
Okay.
He's always back, but, you know, I think for like the first year or so of my daughter's life, I just really didn't know what to do. You know, I just wanted my daughter to be in the best situation, and, my daughter's father, he's a very loving person. We're both Geminis. We have the same birthday. We act just alike. It's really weird.
Wait, you and him have the same exact birthday?
Yeah, June 7th.
That's what? Crazy. Wow. What are the chances?
I don't. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So sign on sign. I've never done that. Is it's, there a lot of clashing?
Yeah, like we okay. either want to get married right now or we want to kill each other at the same exact moment.
Oh, wow.
Well, wow. Or either it'll be the same time or opposite times.
And
opposite
that's Gemini? Times,
yes.
Okay.
Gemini. Opposite times are really bad. Because, yeah. But, I think I will say the Fetty Wap shop is closed. It closed down a couple months ago. And, yeah, I think I'm in a good place. And, you know, we still have our family. And we, you know, still raise our daughter. And, yeah, I think as long as my daughter is happy, she feels love, that's all I need.
Speaking of her, can we all just agree she's the most
attractive? Yes. So
her eyes. Yeah. I mean, y'all make some pretty babies.
Wow, yeah. Thank you.
her name's just adorable, too.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
I went through all these names, and I picked her name at 4 months, mm-hmm. and I kept trying to, like, change it, but mm-hmm. I just kept going back to it. So I really wanted a strong African name that had a strong meaning, but nice. I didn't want it to sound...
African.
Well, I don't want... It's not that. I just didn't want it to be so pungent, mm-hmm. I think, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want to... all that. Right. But I thought it was really pretty, and mm-hmm. it means queenly, born to rule and bring joy and joyful song.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What part of Africa? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is Swahili.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
And all right. Then Barbie, because, well, she's a Barbie.
All right. So are you here for the B2K RJ tour?
That blink? I can't. Spill it.
I will be... in the front row at another concert.
So you would not buy tickets to that concert?
I would.
You would?
Not. Okay. Because Fizzle Pop and Moniece are friends, so I would be backstage already. See?
So,
okay. I would just walk in the artist entrance. No, but honestly, not to be funny, let's be honest, B2K was like a huge thing.
Right.
Ray J, he has his great hits. I don't necessarily want to see Ray J and B2K. I don't know. Maybe like if he opened up for them.
Right.
But hey, if they do get back together, I think it would be cool to do like B2K and like Pretty Ricky and
yeah.
like bring like the boy collab- bands from that era. Mm-hmm. I think right. that would be really dope.
That would be cool.
I think like, well, Omarion changed his number. So he ain't.
Right. I was like, dang, and leaving the messages on red.
Yeah.
He's really not
and Fizz even DM'd him.
And then, like, you know, on the DM, you could see when the person reads it, which is the worst.
He left them on red, right, or
seen. Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I think they could almost do a Fizz.
I leave a lot of people on red in my DM.
Your friends, though? Because they're supposed to be, I mean, boys, okay. right?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Like, this type of a show is a lot for a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. Once somebody leaves the show intentionally, because, you know, a lot of people get fired or not asked to be back, mm-hmm. and I quit.
Lies.
But, you know, there are a few that actually grow and evolve or just don't mm-hmm. want it anymore. Maybe it's too much pressure or whatever.
Yeah.
So Omarion left on his own cognizant.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So, you know, maybe he just wants to disassociate from whatever it is.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, and, you know, who knows? Like, I don't know. We don't know the reasons why each member, you know, didn't want to be in there, but maybe right. that's something for him. So right. maybe he don't even want to talk about it. I mean, right. if you left me on red and we supposed to be friends, then it's something.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't think it, I don't think it's Fizz. I think it's whatever the stigma, the B2K thing, whatever they went through, mm-hmm. or maybe it's Love and Hip Hop, or maybe it's a combination.
Right.
But hey, I would if Omarion did decide to come, I would be all the fucking way here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a moneymaker though.
Right. Yeah. He's the lead, so what is BTK without him? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your friend Moniece serving Alexis Guy some papers.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to be smart. And you know, I've made a lot of bitches famous who have no talent. And, you know, for respect for mothers, I've kept quiet about a lot of things. And I'm just not going to entertain it. So when I met Willie, he was actually with a girl. I had no idea until a month later when I started creeping through his IG page when we broke up. But I met him, and he just never left. And apparently he had some girl with him that he left at the hotel, stayed at my house, like, the whole time. And I didn't know about it. And then he, like, flew up for a show and came back and, like, we went to all his stuff. And then we went to, like, ESPYs. We did this. We did that. So we're spending all this time together. Mm-hmm. And after we broke up, we actually broke up before I found out I was pregnant. And then I found out I was pregnant 2 weeks later. And when I told him, he told me that he might have another girl pregnant, too. I said, excuse me? I said, not sure, though. No, but, you know, so don't go crazy. I made it a great thing. And then I started kind of, like, snooping and doing my research. So I found that there was a girl with him when I met him. And apparently there was a girl that might be pregnant, too. So I was like, okay, so where were you hiding these two women if you were with me every second of every day? Like, how is that possible? So then, you know, I just started finding out other things and finding about other people. And none of them were this stalker WAP. So stalker WAP was aware of what he was doing. But you have people that are willing to be famous for any reason whatsoever. And if they can attach themselves to you in any way, whether it's light or dark, good or bad, they don't care because they have nothing to lose. Mm. So if I leap and fall, and I, you know, I'm not going to care if I have nothing to risk, you know. So that, I think it was that sort of thing, like, okay, well, I can get famous off of him. And then once, you know, that kind of didn't work, you know, try to sell a sex tape and get served. Once that didn't work, then it's like, oh, Masika, let me make this a thing. We have nothing to talk about. You were never a girlfriend. You don't have a kid. You're not a wife. No, I owe you absolutely nothing. And I'm not even going to get into this on TV because there are other women that my daughter has siblings, half siblings during this time period that, you know, we actually really have to sit and talk and figure it out as women raising children together. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit and entertain a child that just wants to be famous. It's like single white female. Like, this is the type of person that wants to kill you so they can skin you and wear your skin and sit in your bathrobe and, like, smell your dead hair. Like, it's just a weird, sick obsession.
Right.
So, yeah.
No. Yeah, it seems like the whole time she wants to talk, but it's just kind of like the relationship.
She didn't want to talk at the bowling alley, yeah. So I don't understand. Oh, there were no cameras around when I chased her out of the bowling alley. She took off running, like, dog with her tail between the legs and probably peed down her thigh. Yeah, I'm not. Here's the thing. I've been on this show for 4 years. I missed season 2, but you couldn't tell because all over every blog in the world. But I'm not thirsty for camera time. I know that you have to film me. Mm-hmm. Shit. So, you know, I can take a month off and be fine. It just gets a day without a call sheet and, let me say something about Masika real quick. You don't want to talk to me. You don't want to see me. Mm-hmm. Because when I actually saw you with no cameras around, you didn't say a word. So it's like, I don't play those type of games. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fame whore. Like, I've been here before. I've been doing this for a while, and I'm doing it for my purpose and my reason, and I have my plan set out. But, you know, when you don't properly plan, you just start doing things sporadically and just doing crazy things, and I'm going to make it look like this and look like this. But in real life, I will really beat your ass, and I'll really make you wish that you didn't come here for what you came here for. So, hey.
Can you talk about the, is it cease and desist? I'm not familiar with
that. Oh, yes.
So
yes.
What's that?
So, basically, you know, a lot of people, again, who have nothing going on, will try to bring someone else down instead of trying to come up to that level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I climbed here. It was a hard climb. So I guess for someone that doesn't have that skill, let me just pull her down and grab her. Mm-hmm. So you start talking about me and talking about me and talking about me. Every 5 seconds, my name's in your mouth. Everything you say, you eat, drink, sleep, think, Vasika. And you just make up crazy stories and crazy things. So it gets to the point where, like I said, as a mother, it's just annoying. It's like you have a flying swatting. So I know me, and I know my temper, and I know how I get. And I know when I was at the bowling alley, and she came in and saw me and ran the other way, and I chased her and tried to, like, literally kill her. And she had, like, people trying to barricade us, and she caught security and, like, ran out and put her head down and whatever. Like, I know that I'm that type of person. So I know for me to protect myself, let me just issue you a warning. This is your warning shot. Shut your fucking mouth. Mind your motherfucking business. Go about your fucking day. Because now, legally, if you continue, now I'm protected if I kill you.
Gotcha.
So this wasn't something Moniece created. This was something lawyer written. And
oh, absolutely.
Oh,
why
shit.
Would we create a document? Hey, I have, you know how many lawyers I have on retainer?
Yeah, that's a serious. Like, that's a serious.
No. Lawyer for this, lawyer yeah. for that. Lawyer
she tore
for that.
It up. So I was like, if that's a legal document,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. She can tear it, burn it, shove it up her ass or her vagina, like everything else. She and she, it doesn't but matter.
The thing, the fact that she was served,
and you've been served. She acknowledged. Yeah. So open that big ass mouth again. Talk about me and my child, and I'm sure she'll be served with something much more pungent than just a warning.
So will you be serving any other people with papers? Because, for instance, there was a song that Zell Swag did with Alexa Sky, and also he's been talking about you quite often.
Well, nobody's going to hear that. So, I mean, it's like, do I really want to pay money for something no one's going to hear? But again, like I said, the only way they get attention is speaking about me. I just find it, I mean, it's not even funny anymore at this point. It's like, it's almost sad and pathetic that you decide, ooh, I need attention. Let me turn on my friend. I'm the one that got you here, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, since season one, I was trying to get Lizel Dog on the show. And I would get in trouble for bringing him to set. And, like, literally, like, I like, get yelled at, you can't bring people to set of you, da-da-da-da. Like, we're not even allowed to give addresses. Like, they wouldn't even let him walk through the threshold. So, like, I have been trying and, like, setting up storylines for him and trying to get, like, interviews. Because that was my friend, and mm-hmm. he was poor. You know, he was homeless.
Like, when
and,
do you...
And he had no food to eat and no clothes to wear.
Like,
and,
when do you say, like, enough is enough? Like, this has gone too far. You know, with him writing the song, I just really think that as a woman, I mean...
Well... No man should ever say certain things about a woman, especially not true.
Yes.
And then I just, I even said in the scene that we shot where I threw the dog bones at him, like, you're doing everything for attention. He said, I am. Okay, well, we know. But it's like the things you say are disgusting, and there's no merit, there's no truth, and it's like people will attach themselves to you, like, just enough to lie on you. So it's like mm-hmm. people will be like, oh, well, they were cool, so he does know. Like, mm-hmm. first of all, since I moved to L.A., I lived at the W for 4 years. Everybody knew where I lived. I was, like, one of the only black girls there at the time. I had my BMW, I had my Mercedes. Then I moved to a house in the hills and this and that. Then I got a condo on the other side. Now I'm renovating my house. And, like, he, of all people, because, you know, he had many nights where I had to sleep on my couch, he knows how much I was paying. It's very expensive. Mm-hmm.
Like, were you guys, yeah, like, real actual
no,
friends?
No, like, every single like, day. Like, I had him, and I had my makeup artist, season one, Mikey, like, literally come to my house and drink every day. I had a full bar, and it was just, I'm young, Hollywood, I had no kids, I had the party house. Yeah. I was the W, I'm popping, whatever. So everybody always comes over, I'm treating everybody to everything, paying for everything, because he never has money. So it's like, you just decide, oh, I know I'm going to say she's on Section 8. Okay, well, that's tax evasion. So if that's the case, you're not booked and busy, you have nothing to do, please research that. And when you don't find it, report me to the IRS. Go get me. Go.
And when I watched... But, like,
why would you just make... The W has Section 8 now?
The W is expensive.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. Right. And no man with actual... with two balls hanging would ever say certain things about a woman that he called a friend. And especially to talk about my child. Like, it's just... It's sick. It's really sick. It's disturbing. And I honestly... don't even, it came from nowhere, like literally. Like, we didn't argue, nothing happened. Yeah. It was just a need for a storyline.
Were you sad about that friendship ending? Because when I was watching it, it always makes me sad to see people that were once close kind of like in their friendship. And like, we don't know the whole story because we're just viewers on TV. Were you sad when you realized that this friendship is like donezo, it's over?
No, I was sad that I thought we were friends. Mm. I was more upset at myself, because it's like,
ugh. And you helped him.
It's you know, I've said this before, but it's like, when you cut your grass, you think you have a beautiful lawn, and then you see all these snakes in it, and it's like, how did I not see snakes I invited in my beautiful lawn? Like, but you know, the grass is green, so it's like good camouflage. So it's like, a lot of these people just sit and wait and wait and wait until
if that the
perfect
ain't the
moment.
Truth,
yeah, that was listen good.
So
especially here in Hollywood.
Oh yeah. Right.
So you took season 2 off, but we didn't even notice. Meaning that people are still talking about you.
Yeah. Okay.
Now this season, it seems like you didn't have as much camera time before, but your name is in everybody's mouth.
I'm on 10 out of 13 episodes. But like 14 episodes.
It feels like you're. Yeah, I guess maybe because you're just so elevated and everybody else is doing their thing.
I usually begin and end the episode, and then everyone's talking about me in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, you're like the center of it, and then, everyone's talking.
I'm actually on way more than last season, because last season I was, you know, pregnant half the time and had a baby.
Maybe because you're so positive. We're always looking for the negative stuff.
That's true.
So now, do you think you're going to be going to the next season? What are you thinking about?
Stay tuned for, no, I'm kidding. I've been working a lot, working really hard, and I have some amazing projects that I will be announcing. I'm not really an announcer, to be honest with you. Like, when it's time for promo, I promo. But I just like to work silently. So, I'm really proud of myself. I'll say that. And, you know, hey, anything's possible. I didn't come back season 2. I was actually executive produced, pitched, and sold my own show. And I was filming that when I got that call from Mona Scott Young, of course, you know, to come back. And, you know, it was really a business decision. The numbers make sense and whatever. So so I did come back season 3. But, I think people will be really surprised to see where they'll see me next.
On your own show.
Your own show, huh?
Spin off. What's
that? I can definitely
I'm not going to say any particulars, but it's going to be a couple places, actually. So, Booked and Busy.
You.
Speaking of, I just dropped my Booked and Busy merch. Available at MasikaKalisha.com.
Perfect timing. Yes. I did see this stuff on your site. So, is there anything else?
Oh, God.
Yes. I mean, just run through the list first. So, you have the song.
Yes, PTOS, featuring and produced by Jazzy Faye, out today. Of course, I have Kari Bar Beauty, my cosmetic line. I just added my organic hair oils to the line. I make my daughter's hair oils. I make her food. I make her everything from scratch. Wow. And, you know, I have very curly hair. I'm a black girl. I'm not mixed. You know, so it's like either people know black hair or white hair. They don't really know what to do when it's someone in between.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom used to make our hair products because it's like, you know, there are things that have alcohol, and they have sulfates, and have this, and they have that. So it's like, it's too mild, or it's too heavy. So I wanted something that was gentle enough for my daughter, but still strong enough to tang these curls, keep them moisturized, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started doing research and mixing oils, and I got in my kitchen, whatever. So one day I was on Snapchat just making it, and I had like 5 bazillion messages from moms and dads. Like, I need that, I need that, I need that. Okay, well, here it is. So we just released Kari Barbie hair oils.
Nice.
And we have the baby blend out first. And I have 4 other formulas I'm going to be dropping soon for, like, regrowing your hair, for strengthening your hair, like, do my edges, you know. Sometimes, you know, Snazel, I might send her some. Edges gone. But, so we have the hair oils. Of course, I'm working on my music right now. I can't tell you who I'm in the studio with. but I guarantee it's going to be jaw dropper. And it's gonna be a for sure jaw dropper. So I'm doing my EP now with Empire Distribution. We're gonna be doing a radio tour, college tour, strip club. yeah, I keep saying I'm gonna drop this book. It's been written forever, but it's just so extremely personal that I'm just a little hesitant. Yeah, like it's a whole. It's like, you know, when you live in a house for 20 years and, you know, you move out and then you got to come back because a grandparent died and you clean out the attic. Mm-hmm. It's like all this shit in the attic, these memories of your family, these pictures you've never seen. They, like, so that's what my book is. It's like the attic of the house I grew up in, and I'm like all my heirlooms, all my memories are in it. So it's like, I really want to put it out, but it's just so personal. So that's going to come sometime. I don't know. It's ready. We'll figure it out. So yeah, that and then my merch, of course. I have Masika Kalisha merch. I have Books and Busy merch.
I like that Books and Busy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I like that because that became like a dig in a way. Yeah. And then you made it into like something. If you can hashtag the Books and Busy and
you know, the thing that I love is that the people that hate me use it. It's free promo for me. Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. You know, I love when my secret fans really fangirl for me. It's awesome. So,
all right, before we get out of here, is there anything that you want to tell your haters? Actually, two things. One thing do you want to tell your haters and something to the people that are always in your corner?
Well, I don't speak to the haters because they actually really love me, most of them. But what I would say is you're going to hate me a whole lot more. So get a cushion because you're probably going to fall. Your wig might fall off like Hazel's. But no, you know, I mean, honest to God, I don't mind it. I really don't. I pray for you haters today. I'm going to do that before I go to bed tonight because I would just hate to live a life where I actually had to hate somebody I don't know that doesn't know I exist. Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine just wake up in the morning and you get on your Instagram. Let me see this bitch is doing. Yeah, bitch. Oh, yeah. You look. Her makeup's off today. Oh, yeah, bitch. Her forehead's big. Like, and that's your day. Like, you're sitting in your cubicle. And in between reporting to your master. Ha, look at this bitch. Yeah, that's what. Send. The only person I hate that much is Donald Trump. Like, okay. That is the only person that I will tweet and ugh, fucking orange piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, I'm not the president of the United States. I don't make decisions. I'm not throwing paper towels at Puerto Ricans that have been flooded. I'm not at a national conference going, Puerto Rico. Like, so you're making me that important. Like, you have put me on such a pedestal. You have compared me to nation's leaders. Like, why would you attack somebody on this small platform? So it's sad. I hope y'all get some happiness.
So she's gonna pray for y'all.
Cause I'm so happy that it hurts you. I wish a happy moment for you, just one.
I have one more question. Wait, yeah. Are you dating right now?
I mean, you know, I see some people when I want to. Okay. I like to recycle my hoes, to be honest with you.
It's the best thing. To do.
Yeah, I kind of do Throwback Thursday, hoe edition. Yeah, I dig in the X-Pon a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just easier. Yeah, it's like, I know you're full of shit, but I know exactly how you're full of shit. I really don't have time to learn a new full of shit. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm out.
They're good for the service.
Yeah, I'm out all the time with people that you know. You'll never see us together because, like, it's not like I've never been that posting Instagram. I want people to, no, I just want to live my life publicly, but privately.
Mm. Are you wearing your lipstick line right now?
Of course. I'm wearing Marvelous by Cardi B.
Yes.
Love
it.
CardiBarbie.com.
All right, ladies. So let's exit real quick. What's the social?
You can follow me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. You can follow me on all social media at Brittany Q Hill.
Thanks for watching. You can follow me at Imani_Blackman.
And I know y'all don't need to know our Instagram, but just in case.
Wait, can we play my song on a goddamn accent? The fuck?
I know. That's what we should have did.
Steve.
What's
that? Can I get one of my songs on
is
the
it,
outro?
Is it? Yeah.
It's on iTunes. PTO. Find it.
P.
PCOS.
But Finka and Jazzy Faye. Can we get that on the outro? All
right. Jazzy Faye.
All right.
Jazzy
Faye. While we're working on that.
Thank you.
I love it. Queen. Where can they, just in case people haven't followed you, where can they find you, the business, all that good stuff?
Pretty much all my social media pages are at Masika Kalisha. My SoundCloud and my Facebook fan page are King Masika Kalisha. That's what I'm talking about. My business is Kari Barbie Beauty. And everything is under MasikaKalisha.com. So if ever you're confused, there's a tab for pretty much everything.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Just... Boss.
Here.
I love it.
You're
Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I just, can we just talk about the, I said it when I came in, it's just like a melanin snack.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's your life.
And I love it. I just love it, and you guys are gorgeous.
Thank you.
And actually positive. Like, you know, most interviews, like, it's gonna be racy, but other than, you know, Dr. Phil, like, I'm gonna come and sit on your couch.
Yes.
You're lovely and you still can do your job, but you're still lovely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. And as per usual, there's a lot of stuff that's happening in the world, hurricanes, earthquakes, etc. I've been posting places where you can donate money, food, etc. People helping people. It doesn't matter what color their skin is. Jesus, I don't even know why I'm saying this. But
unfortunately, you have to.
So just so you guys know. So appreciate it. Come next week. We might have another guest for you guys. I told you, we're going to get into it little by little. Masika, when you get your own show, you know, we'll cover that too.
That'll be done.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
I like how you did that.
just trying. All right, y'all. We will see you when we see you. Ciao.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.